Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2504, Fasted Weight Training, Research, Pros, and Cons, Part 1, by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, don't forget, we have a bunch of shows narrating blogs. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. Now, today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate. So whenever that happens, I read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to the first half as we optimize your life. Fasted Weight Training, Research, Pros, and Cons, Part 1, by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. The other day, I came across an article in Men's Health on the subject of intermittent fasting and exercise in the morning, which cautions against lifting weights on an empty stomach. Here's a snippet. Quote, "Lifting weights, sprinting, doing CrossFit workouts of the day, and other high-intensity activities all depend on carbs for fuel. If you perform any of these activities during, or worse, at the end of your fast, your performance will suffer. Instead of getting stronger and faster, you may well get weaker and slower. If you're a big guy with a lot of weight to lose, no big deal. Go ahead and lift on an empty stomach. You might lose a little bit of muscle, but you'll burn fat too, and that's your main goal. But if you're a slimmer guy with less muscle mass to spare, schedule your lifting workouts during your feeding window." End quote. Fasted lifting, it concludes, is a big mistake. In truth, fasted weight training is not the catabolic performance-sapping menace that many claim. A bout of strength training, even when it's done during a fasted period, will still lead to muscle being gained. Here's why. For one, your body has the ability to store plenty of carbohydrate, which can be used to fuel high-intensity exercise such as high-intensity interval training or HIIT, or resistance training. Depending on how much muscle you have, your body can hold upwards of 400 grams of glycogen, which is the name given to carbs stored in your muscles and liver. It's not like your glycogen stores run out simply because you're fasting. You also need to consider when during the day you're training. Training on an empty stomach first thing in the morning isn't a problem, although it can take a few weeks to get used to it. When I made the switch from evening to morning training, I felt weaker and my performance did take a hit. But over time, I got used to it. However, the longer the fasting period goes on, the more likely it is that your performance will suffer. If you leave it until the afternoon or evening before you train, you won't be able to lift as much weight or do as many reps. Over time, this dip in strength means that the growth stimulus delivered by a given workout is going to be weaker than it otherwise would be. As a result, muscle will be gained more slowly compared to doing the same training session with a few meals inside you. What about the claim that lifting weights during periods of fasting might mean losing a bit of muscle? While training outside of your eating window won't automatically lead to the loss of muscle, it does increase the potential for muscle to be lost, depending on what time of day you train and what your overall diet looks like. If you're fasting all day, for example, lifting weights in the evening, then eating one big meal at night, the risk of muscle loss is certainly increased. But that's because your short eating window means going too long without giving your muscles the nutrients they need to grow, rather than because of fasted training per se. So the bottom line, as long as the right dietary boxes are being ticked, muscle will still be gained whether weight training is done in a fasted or non-fasted state. Let's discuss this idea of fasted weight training, muscle growth, and weight loss a bit more as I answer six of the most popular questions about it. 1. Is it okay to weight train on an empty stomach? Yes, it is okay to lift weights on an empty stomach. However, the quality of your workouts may end up being compromised to some degree, depending on the type of exercise you're doing or the duration of the fast. Meaning, are you doing alternate day fasting or just time-restricted feeding? And what you've eaten the day before. As far as the type of exercise you're doing is concerned, I'm going to assume you're following a training routine designed to increase the size of your muscles. That is, you're lifting heavy-ish weights, doing multiple sets of compound lifts, and pushing yourself hard in each set. If so, fasted training first thing in the morning is unlikely to pose a problem, although it may take you a few weeks to get used to it. But if you leave it until the afternoon or evening before you train, chances are you won't be able to lift as much weight or do as many reps. In one study, leaving several hours between waking up and lifting weights had the effect of reducing repetition strength, or the number of reps you're able to do with a given weight, by 15% in the squat and 6% in the bench press. Over time, this dip in strength will mean that muscle gains happen more slowly compared to doing the same workout with a few meals inside you. I can usually make it through until the early afternoon without eating anything. After that, I start to get hungry, tired, and lightheaded. For me, the idea of fasted weight training in the afternoon is not a pleasant one. I've trained on an empty stomach in the morning without a problem, but not in the afternoon, and certainly not in the evening. The amount of food you've eaten the day before is also going to make a difference. A big day of eating prior to a fasted workout will leave you with plenty of energy to get through that workout. But if you've barely eaten anything the day before, chances are you're going to find it difficult to give it your all in the gym. There's also a degree of variability from person to person. Some people love fasted training and feel like they do better without eating anything before a morning workout. Even just a pre-workout snack leaves them feeling like they're going to throw up the entire time. Others find that they get shaky and dizzy when they try fasted training. Their best workouts come after they've eaten several times throughout the day. All of which means you will need to experiment. It'll take time for your body to adapt to fasted weight training, so give yourself a few weeks to get used to it before deciding whether or not it's right for you. 2. Can you build muscle while training in a fasted state? Yes, you can build muscle when training in a fasted state. Whether you'll build as much muscle as you would have had your training been done after a meal is open to debate for the reasons I mentioned earlier. But resistance training, even in a fasted state, will stimulate muscle gains. To maximize the muscle building response to a bout of heavy lifting, especially if it's done on an empty stomach, you want to get some post-workout protein inside you. Training first thing in the morning in a fasted state, then waiting until the afternoon before eating any protein, will almost certainly slow the rate at which muscle is gained. Ideally, that post-workout protein is in the form of regular food. 3. Will fasted weight training or cardio help with fat loss? Fasted weight training can certainly help with fat loss, but it isn't going to help you lose body fat any faster than the same workout done in a non-fasted state. In fact, the benefits of fasted workouts, from a fat loss point of view at least, are minimal. Studies do show that fasted weight training does increase fat burning compared to the same workout done after a meal. Because you haven't eaten anything, blood sugar and insulin levels are low, which tends to favor the use of fat for fuel. However, your body will adjust the rate of carb and fat oxidation over time. That's why we need to look at how fasted training affects body composition changes over a period of weeks and months. Any short-term change in insulin, blood sugar levels, and fat oxidation during a workout itself does not tell the whole story. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled Fasted Weight Training: Research, Pros, and Cons by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So far, what we've learned in part one of Christian's post is that working out in a fasted state may not be a miracle muscle builder or a miracle fat burner. We really need to consider two main things. One, our overall diet quality, not just the quality of our diets on the days we work out, but instead what we eat most days. And two, we need to see what works best for us. Christian mentioned that for some, eating before a workout makes them feel sick. That's me for sure. For others, if they don't eat soon before a workout, they feel weak and dizzy. This is where experimenting and finding what works for you is so important. Now, if I go ahead and continue discussing this topic, I'll probably start getting into what Christian is going to discuss in part two of the episode, so I better stop now. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for sharing this show with someone else. I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.